Matthew chapter, let's see, chapter 6. Amen. Matthew chapter 6. And we'll get cranked up. Amen. So good to see y'all tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So good to see y'all tonight. Did y'all rest and relax all day today? Amen. Some people had to work. Who had to work today? Amen. Salty dog. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Well, most people got a chance to rest and relax. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see what else. I can't think of nothing else, pretty. No. All right, let's look at Matthew 6, and starting at verse 16, we'll start right there. The Bible says, "Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, you, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Father, we thank you for the reward of fasting today. And we thank you when you see us fast that you bless us, God, with things that we would not normally get. We thank you, God, that some don't go out but by prayer and fasting. But when we fast, that they have to go, God. And Father, we are just praying, God, that you would bless this word as we would, hallelujah, just use it to the feeding of our souls tonight, God. We pray, understanding that man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, saints of God, amen, as a church, every year in January, amen, we've been into the habit of doing a church fast, amen. Our fasting period as a church is from January 1st to January 21st. We have some that do a little bit more. We have some that do a little bit less. But that's all on your individual selection, your individual choice. I want to talk with you a little bit about fasting tonight, amen, since we are on a fast, amen. God just gave me that in my bed. He told me, he said, listen, this is the scripture I want you to come from. This is what I want you to talk about, amen. And so we had some people, amen, they come to church, amen, but they kind of knew the feeling. And my wife even alerted me, amen, that we had some people, amen, who wasn't too sure what fasting was, amen, and what it's all about. So I'm going to talk about fasting a little bit tonight. And just a basic understanding of the definition of fasting. Fasting is when we abstain from food, all right? Not TV, not music, but we abstain from food for a period of time, whether it be for a day, a week, 21 days like we're doing, or could even be for a half a day. Abstaining from food for a period of time, for what? For a spiritual purpose. It's not about losing weight, amen, although that's good and it happens. But our primary purpose, entering into the fast, is always a spiritual one, amen. That's the definition of a fast. Since we fast in 21 days, amen, hallelujah, it's good if you refrain from TV and computers, but that's not a fast. Amen. If you want to fast with me, amen, it's got to be food. Somebody say food. It's got to be food. All right? All right? Now let's get into the type of a fast, because there's different types of fast. As you look on the screen, amen, there's something called an absolute fast. Amen. Absolute fast is where you don't eat or drink anything. All right? I wouldn't do that for 21 days because you're not going to live too long. Amen? All right? You better be led by the Lord to do something like that, and the pastor never told you to do that. Amen. Most people, if they do an absolute, it's only 3 days, where there's no eating, no drinking, and it's got to be serious business. Because the human body can usually only spend 72 hours without liquids. All right? So you got an absolute fast. Then you have the partial fast, where, hallelujah, you're not eating, but you're still drinking things. And that could be juices, it could be, amen, hallelujah, smoothies, huh? Some people, hey, God, as long as they could drink it, it's good. So they out there, they blending leg quarters. You understand what I'm saying? As long as they could drink it. They, I say, I'm fasting, Pastor. That blender turned that meat into liquid, it's good. If I'm not chewing, I'm stewing, baby. It's all right. All right? So you got your absolute, you got your partial, and then you got your Daniel fast. The Daniel fast, amen, is when, hallelujah, you don't eat meat. All right? Most of your fast is all about vegetables and fruits. You know what I'm saying? That's what some people do on the Daniel fast. Now, whether you do yours a little different, that's on you. Let every man stand and fall before his Lord. All right? And so that's the Daniel fast. You say, well, Pastor, that's an easy way out. Nah, Daniel fast not easy. All right? Anytime you tell your flesh no, it's not easy. All right? And we got a bunch on the Daniel fast in here. I could feel it. All right? And it seemed like every billboard you pass got meat dripping juice on it. All right? Somebody say hungry.
Hungry.
That's right. All right? And remember, Daniel fast is powerful. Because after the Daniel fast was when God gave Daniel the revelation of the four kingdoms that would rule the earth. It's a tremendous fast. All right? God sees it. He respects it. All right? So you know what a fast is. You know the types of fast. Then you got to determine the duration of your fast. How long are you going to fast for? All right? Now, we have a 21-day period at Philadelphia. But you don't have to do the whole 21 days. You could pick you some days in that, and you can do an absolute fast for a day. You can do a partial fast for a couple of days. Amen. You just, in that time, we're going to be fasting as a church. Now, some going to do the whole 21 days. They're going to do 21 days Daniel. You know what I'm saying? I've seen some do 21 days partial, where they're not eating nothing. They're just drinking. Amen. And I've seen that done before. All right? All right? Like, once again, I do not recommend an absolute 21-day fast. All right? Unless you're walking around with an IV. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? Lastly, you got to have a spiritual purpose. Somebody say spiritual purpose. Okay? For us, it's easy because as a church, we fasting for the Hebrews. Somebody say Hebrews. We fasting for three things for our people. We fasting for revelation, reunification, and restoration. That's what we're fasting for in regards to our people. All right? That's our church reason. That's our church purpose. But I would also implore you that while you're fasting, not only have a church purpose, but have an individual purpose as well. All right? Some things that you want to see God move. Some burdens you want to see lifted. Some things that you want to see avail. Amen? And so when you enter your prayer closet, amen, during the fast, you're going in and you're praying for the Hebrews, but you're also praying for yourself. Anybody hear me up in here? All right? And so that's fasting in a nutshell, and that's the 21-day fast. Okay? So tonight, I'm going to talk about 3 points coming out of this text. First point is when you fast. Second point, the hypocrites. And third point, reward thee openly. All right? We're going to try to look at this text. It's a very common text. Amen. I think I taught it about 2 years before. Amen. But we're going to look at it again. Amen. Hallelujah. Because how many people know it's good to be reminded of some things? Amen. All right. He don't give us a new Bible every time we come to church. Amen. It's the same Bible. But the word is alive. And the word could be rhema. The word can speak to where you're at today, tonight, right in this situation. And that's what we're going to trust God to do. First point, when you fast. In Matthew 6:16, look what he says. He says, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites. Stop right there. Just for a little context, amen, this is Jesus in chapter 5 and 6, and he's given us the Sermon on the Mount. Somebody say Sermon on the Mount. This is the most famous sermon delivered by the most famous, the most powerful, the most anointed preacher. All right? In that Sermon on the Mount, amen, he's given us the game. He's not telling us what we need to do to be saved. He's telling us what it looks like when we save. Anybody hear me up in here? So he say, when you save, you're poor in spirit. When you save, you mourn over sin. When you save, amen, you're merciful. When you save, amen, you're hungry and thirst for righteousness. So he's going through these beatitudes in this sermon, telling us what the Christian life looked like. All right? He tells us in that, you're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. Amen? This is what the Christian life looks like. In chapter 6, he tells us, amen, that Christians are givers. He say, when you give, this is how you give. Don't blow a trumpet. Amen. Let it be in secret. He's telling us how we look when we really believe in Yahshua Jesus. Then he moves on in chapter 6. Not only that Christians are givers, but Christians pray. Hallelujah. To say you're a believer and you're a believer in God, you're a Christian and you don't pray, that's an oxymoron. The two don't mix. If you save, one of the evidences of that is, behold, he prayed. You're going to pray if you're saved. All right? So he tells us in this beatitude, in this sermon, not only how to give, but how to pray. Because Christians pray. Then he comes in our text today, our text tonight. He says, hallelujah, in our text, what does he say? He say, when you fast. When you fast. Okay? If he's telling us how Christians look, and Christians pray, and Christians give, what else Christians supposed to do? Fast. He didn't say if you fast. He didn't say by chance if you decide. No, he says when you fast. Because every believer should have a time in their life when they abstain from food to get closer to God. Come on, give God some glory in this house. Amen. So listen, if the devil is on you right now, because we going in this church fast and you rebelling and you like, I ain't skipping a meal for nothing. I grew up hard time, shotgun house, bologna sandwich. I ain't skipping a meal for nothing. All right? Amen? You want to check yourself before you wreck yourself. All right? They had asked Jesus in Matthew 9. They said, Jesus, why your disciples don't fast? And why John the Baptist's disciples fast? And Jesus told them in Matthew 9, and he says, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? And he was telling, hallelujah, the disciples, he was saying, listen, they're not going to fast while I'm with them. Because everything they need is right here. I'm with them. They ain't got to fast for nothing. Amen. He says, amen. But the days will come when the bridegroom, he's talking about himself, Jesus, shall be what? Taken from them. And then shall they fast. I want to tell you that the time we're living in right now is a fasting time. Because the bridegroom, Jesus, has been what? He's been taken away from us. He went to the cross. He died. On the third day rose. Amen. Seen among the brethren for 40 days. Amen. Then he ascended on high. He's not with us in the physical anymore. And so it's a time to fast. If you're not fasting as a believer, amen, I'm telling you, you better check yourself. All right? He didn't say if we fast. He said when you fast. You see? You see, right now in the church, that fasting is the most neglected spiritual discipline right now. And it's the most neglected discipline because the church is the most carnal and the most fleshly it's ever been. All you got to do is walk in any church on any Sunday and you're going to see a fleshly church. By the way they dress, by the way they act. Me and my wife was looking at, hallelujah, worship leaders and worshipers, amen, on the big stage. Amen. And they don't look like church folk no more. Church don't look like church no more. Church look like the club, and the worshipers look like stars and entertainers of the world. Oh, y'all don't want to hear me up in here. I'm saying the church is fleshly. All right? It's fleshly. It's carnal. All right? A fasting church is a spiritual church. A fasting church is a heavenly-minded church. You see? A fasting church is a church that's one that's heard on high. And since a fasting church is heard on high, it's a miracle-working church. It's a soul-saving church. It's a mountain-moving church. All right? All right? As we look at our Bibles, some of the best people in the Bible who God used the most were people who fast before the Lord. People like Moses, David, Elijah, Ezra, Esther, Daniel, Peter, Paul, Cornelius, just to name a few. You see, you want your name in that list when you get to glory. All right? They got a list of non-fasting people, and then they got a list of fasting people. All right? And I'm telling you, man, you want to be in this number right here. You want to be, because that's the miracle working number. That's the deliverance number. You see? That's where you want to be. All right? But most important example I have of the person who fasted is Yahshua Jesus himself. Anybody hear me up in here? And in our life, amen, we supposed to mimic Christ. What he did, we supposed to do. And if Jesus fasted, then the disciples of Christ should fast as well. You say, well, Pastor, I don't need to fast. I'm getting everything I need. I don't need to fast. All right? If Jesus needed to fast, you need to fast as well. Come on, give God some glory. The Bible says when you fast. Okay? Second point, hypocrites. Somebody say hypocrite. Okay? And this is what we don't want to be in life. Okay? The Bible says in 6:16, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites. A hypocrite is somebody in the Greek right here who wears a mask. And the mask, hallelujah, is different from the real way they look. They hide their real self behind a mask. The hippo is under. The real you is under something. You see? Now understand, hypocrites and lost people fast too, Philadelphia. All right? So just because you fast don't mean that you're saved and don't mean that you're real. Every Christian should fast, but just because you fast don't make you a real Christian. Are you with me here so far? All right? What you mean, Pastor? Well, there's many false religions that fast, yeah, young. Many false converts. And to be honest with you, amen, we have false religions that fast more than the real church. All right? So just because you fast don't mean you're saved. Fasting does not save you. Okay? It's a work. And we're not saved by works, we save by grace. So during this sermon, as I talk about fasting, and even as we fast as a church, don't think that somehow you're going to fast your way into the kingdom. Without Christ, you're just going to be hungry on your way to hell. That's all you're going to be if you fast. Hungry in hell. And I tell you, if you don't get Christ, you might as well eat on the way to hell. Because look at your neighbor and say, get Jesus. All right? In Luke 18, they tell us the parable about the Pharisee and the publican. And the Pharisee was the religious person, but he wasn't saved. He wasn't saved at all. He was the one that was thanking God. God, I thank you so much that you got me. And one of the things he said, God, I fast twice a week. Now, the publican came up there. He don't fast. All right? At least not yet. But the Bible said he looked up to heaven. He said, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And the Bible said, out of the two, one of them left justified. The one who was fasting remained unsaved. The one who trusted in Jesus, the one who called upon the Lord, he left saved. He left justified. Are you with me in here? So remember, fasting is good, but it ain't going to save you. Only the blood of Jesus will save you. All right? Well, look at me. Look at Matthew 6:16. It says, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance. Stop right there. You see, believers, you need to be reminded that when you fast, don't you walk around moping all day. Don't fix your face like you're hungry. You know that hungry look? Don't walk around and have people ask you, what's wrong with you? Now you done ate three bowls of salad and all you, listen, you just can't eat meat and you won't walk around like. All right? That's what hypocrites do. Hypocrites, when they fasten, they fix their face in a sad countenance. They want to be gloomy. They want to act like they're in pain. The Bible says, don't be like no hypocrite. Don't do that. When you fast and walk around like nothing going on, loose lips sink ships. All right? And I don't want your ship of fasting, your reward, to be disqualified because you don't know how to fix your face. All right? He said, the hypocrites, they be of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. And what this is that the heart of the hypocrite wants to let everybody know that they come in contact with that they on a fast. All right? And I want to tell you that that's a hypocritical way of being. You say, Pastor, you should have told me this before. I done ruined the day already because I... Listen, we on God's time, and maybe God wanted you, hey God, to go through the day doing it wrong so you can come here and hear about doing it right, and then tomorrow, do it right on tomorrow. Anybody hear me up in here? Okay? So listen, you got to keep it safe, and you got to keep it secret. You got to keep it safe and keep it secret. Now, once again, we all in church together, so we know as a church we're on a fast. But go and publicize this and broadcast this. Everywhere you go, you're in Walmart, you don't even need know the person behind you. You turn around, you be like, oh, I wish I could have that piece of steak that you're buying right here. Well, why you can't have that? You're vegan? No, I'm fasting right now. See, you done set them up just to tell them. Okay? All right? The hypocrites do it that they may appear unto men to fast. All right? Don't be like that, all right? That's not the way to fast. I have in my notes, we must keep our fast private, all right? And the Bible says, hallelujah, in the same verse, it said, them hypocrites, they have their reward. Meaning like any purpose you had you was fasting for, hey God, you can literally, amen, just delete, cross out, strike, annul that purpose you was fasting for because you wanted somebody to stroke your ego, to rub your pride, to make you look like you super spiritual. God said, you wanted that, you got it, but that's all you get. That's all you get. All right? Now, I don't know about you in here, but if I'm going to go hungry and not eat, I sure don't want my reward for somebody to think something of me. I want my blessing. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, I want my blessing. All right? All right? I have in my notes, you can't walk around here like you got a shirt on saying, I'm fasting. All right? Keep it private. All right? Now, just a reminder, during your fast, everybody going to want you to eat. People that never cooked before going to cook now. They never invited you to eat now. They all going to invite you to eat. And so your mama going to call you out the blue. Look, I cook your favorite meal. And here you go. You're going to say, man, I don't want to hurt her feelings. But I want to tell you, you would rather hurt her than hurt God. You understand what I'm saying? And so just have that in your mind. There are some neat ways in which you can do that. You go over there, you make a fixture to go plate, and you take it. All right? And if you're one of the ones that's kind of eating intermittently throughout the 21 days, you just save it, amen. But if you're not eating for 20, go ahead and give it to somebody else. You're going to meet somebody hungry, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and give it to somebody hungry. And they're going to get that plate of okra, amen, with all that good stuff in there. They're going to say, hallelujah. Right? So be prepared. Just a reminder, people are going to cook. They're going to invite you to lunch. They going to want to buy you lunch. People that never paid before. All right? And you just take a rain check. You tell them, look, on the 22nd, I'm open. We can go to lunch twice on the 22nd. All right? But don't be like the hypocrite, all right? And you don't have to tell them. Now, if they push you, if they spiritual, they're going to ask you straight up, brother. They're going to look at you and they're going to say, are you fasting? All right? You tell them, look, I'd rather not say, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. But don't lie. We got Christians that fast, and when you ask them, yeah, you fasting? No. God don't want you to lie about your fast. All right? The third point, reward thee openly. Somebody say, reward thee openly. Just going to get us a little something tonight, amen? Bible says in Matthew 6:17, but thou, when thou fastest, do what? Anoint thy head and wash thy face. Let's say that again. Anoint thy head and wash thy face. All right, let's say that with me. Anoint thy head and wash thy face. All right? All right, let's stop right there for a second. See, in the Old Testament, they had a problem with people wanting people to know they fast so much they wouldn't wash themselves. And they would make sure their face had to look as dirty as it can. People had put on no deodorant. All right, that's what I mean, anoint thyself. Make yourself smell good. All right? He said, but thou, that means you, Christian, in the opposite fashion of the hypocrite, he says, anoint your head. Anoint your head with oil. Make sure you're looking your best. Put a little cologne on, a little perfume on. All right? He says, hallelujah, wash thy face. All right? You got to get that sleep out your eye. You got to get that, all right? Make sure you're looking good. I have in my notes, comb your hair, brush your teeth. All right? You say, Pastor, why are you talking about brushing your teeth? Because fasting bread is ferocious. Okay? I'm going to talk about it here in a second, but your tongue get white when you're fasting. And when that tongue white, it ain't right. I'm telling you right now. Fasting bread hurts. Okay? So you want to brush your teeth. They got some tongue scrapers you can get from Drug Emporium. You want to do all of that to not appear unto men to fast. Because as soon as you open your mind, you talk to somebody, they're going to know. They know it's going to tell them you want to fast. You. All right, stop clowning, Pastor. Listen. Pastor hungry. He delirious. But listen now. Anoint thy head. Wash thy face. That means you want to make sure that you look as normal as possible. Everything that you would do normally when you're not fasting, you want to do that and even better. All right? You want to look good. Listen. When Daniel was fasting, amen, when they was hallelujah, not accepting the dainties of the king's table, all right? When they was eating vegetable and pulse, y'all remember that in the scriptures? They had looked better than everybody else. They didn't look worse, they had looked better than everybody else. And that's how you gotta feel when you fast. And listen, while you're fasting and you're putting your body through this physiological exercise, amen, everything is gonna look better on you. Your complexion gonna look better if you allow it. Your hair is gonna look better if you allow it. Your teeth gonna be whiter if you allow it, amen. Your breath not gonna be so good, but everything else is gonna be better if you allow it. Why? Because impurity is gonna be coming out your body. All right? So you wanna look good. You wanna look good. All right? I have in my notes gum, peppermint, scope, Listerine. All right? Go ahead, wash your face, but not your face only. All right? Take a bath. All right, look at your neighbor. Say, take a bath. Look at your other neighbor. Say, take a shower. All right. Y'all cutting up. Chances they think I'm cutting up. See, if you're aware of yourself, your body will sweat out toxins. Your smell is going to change while you're on the fast. All that stuff you was eating before the fast, your body's going to be trying to get rid of that, man. And it's going to come out of your sweat pores. All right? And so you're going to be walking around smelling crackling and pork chop and all kinds of stuff. You're going to be like, man, somebody cooking. No, nobody ain't cooking. Your body is trying to get that stuff out of it. You're going to be walking around, man, I can smell Gitros from here. That's not Gitros. So you're going to have to wash yourself. Say that with me. Wash yourself. Yes. Yes, that you appear not unto men to fast. You want to look good. You want to be presentable. All right? All right? And the Bible says in 18, that thou appear not unto men to fast. But unto who? But unto thy Father which is in secret. That's who we want to know that we fast. Father God, and that's it. That's it. That's all we want to know. Now, as a church, we're going to know, all right? Because we're doing this together, okay? But other than that, we want the Father to know. And the Bible tells us why. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall what? Shall reward thee openly. You fast in secret, and when he bless you for the fast, he going to do it in front of everybody. All right? All right? They don't have to know you're fasting while you was on the fast, but the result that God's going to give you is going to be a fasting result. It's going to be a, they're going to look at the blessing you get and they're going to say, she must have been on a fast. He must have been on a fast. He must have fasted for this. He says he's going to reward you openly. You see? Fasting done right is going to bring many rewards to the believer. All right? Now let me talk about the physical benefits of fasting, these physical rewards. All right? I just want to encourage you. I got them coming up here on the screen. When you fast, one of the physical rewards is you're going to lose weight. You're going to lose weight. It's just going to happen, especially if you do it right, okay? You're going to lose weight. The Daniel fast, when you're not eating all that you know, meat and starch and everything else, amen, you are going to drop some pounds, okay? And that's a benefit, all right? Because most of us Hebrews, we got a little space we can give up. Anybody hear me up in here? All right? Most of us. That's how we built. We just big bone. All right? We got a little space we can give up. All right? And I'm going to talk to you in a second how the body is going to trip out and make you act like you're starving. And I'm going to tell you right now, you are not starving. All right? Or just grab your face. You ain't starving. Okay? But losing weight is a good thing that comes from fasting. Detox is another thing that happens. All right? People that don't fast put their bodies through eating day after day, three times a day, snacks included. And our body never, ever get a chance to reset and detox. It just store up. You know? It's like somebody, amen, that's busy, hallelujah, that work for you, hallelujah, and you come every day. No, you come three times. No, you come five times a day, and you put paperwork on their desk. All right? That's what we're doing to our digestive system. All right? And some of y'all wake up at night and eat. You know what I'm saying? So you're just putting that on the desk. All right? And so with the person that's working doing, taking that, and they store it, I'm going to get to it in a second. They do the very important things, the priority things, and then they store it, I'm going to take care of it for a second. So what the body's doing is digesting so it can keep moving, putting waste out, hallelujah, but it's not dealing with toxins that's in it. It's saying, I'm going to get to it in a second. As soon as they stop bringing paperwork or food, I'm going to get to it in a second. But the problem is we never stop bringing food. So the body never can get to taking care of detoxing like it's supposed to. All right? When we used to have fish tanks when I was small, there was always a time when you had to put your fish in a little bag and clean out the fish tank. All right? And our body needs a cleansing every now and then. Okay? Fasting is the way to do that. Another benefit is it clears the skin. Another benefit is it helps the immune system because it can now focus energy elsewhere besides digestion. It increases the brain function. You will be able to think better when you're on the fast. Amen. It reduces inflammation. A lot of our pain, shoulder, knee, amen, joint pain, goes down when we put the right foods in our bodies. It helps with allergies. You see? Improves insulin. There's been testimonies of people before a fast was diabetic, after a fast, longer diabetic. Anybody hearing me up in here? It's anti-aging because there's less wear and tear on the body. It helps prevent Alzheimer's. It has a healing element that is so strong that some would even say it fights the radical cells of cancer in our body. All right? Somebody say fasting. Inferior material is burned in our body. So the physical benefits, amen, are great. But there is also spiritual benefits. All right? Spiritual benefits. The spiritual benefits of fasting, God says, he says, I'm going to reward you openly. Not only will you get what you want, but you're going to have some physical benefits and some spiritual benefits. Let me go through them right quick. Somebody say revelation. You're going to be able to hear God. And God going to speak to you. And he's going to give you direction for your life when you're on your fast. You have no idea how many times we come off a fast and me and my wife get a revolutionary word for the direction of our lives. Even now, look, the fast just started. And we're doing things in our home. We're reorganizing things. We're getting ourselves together, looking at different things that we got going on. Every time a fast is coming, God begins to pour out revelation. Revelation. It's amazing. It's amazing. And you sit there, John, and you say, why hadn't I thought of that before? All right? Reason is we was too busy eating. You understand what I'm saying? All right? Or the flesh was so strong, God couldn't whisper to you. Couldn't whisper to you. Because the flesh was just that strong. So we get revelation. Would anybody like revelation from God about their life? Where they should live, where they should work, what they should do? Not only that, deliverance comes from fasting. Esther was in a bind. Hey, God. But they fasted 3 days, and God wrought a deliverance that took their enemies, amen, and turned things around. You got people that's trying to harm you. You got people at work, friends, family, in the neighborhood trying to hurt you. You got the enemy, the devil, trying to sift you like wheat. What fasting will do, fasting will deliver you out of the hands of your enemies. That's what happened with Esther and Haman. Fasting brings revival. Maybe you've been cold and dead. You get on the fast and see. Spiritual awakening. Fasting brings breakthrough in ministry. You've been asking God, God, what's my ministry? God, I'm ready to go out and do what I need to do, hallelujah, to enter into my calling. Fasting will bring you to that place. It was after Jesus came off the 40-day fast that his ministry began. You see? Fasting brings mercy. Maybe you did something wrong, and God's hand of judgment is on you, and nothing is working out. The people of Nineveh, after hearing Jonah say that judgment was coming, they fasted in sackcloth and ashes. And God stayed the hand of judgment on Nineveh for a fast. Maybe you need a miracle like children. Hannah fasted and God opened up her womb. You see? Maybe you need the victory over a particular situation. Jehoshaphat fasted, and 3 armies was destroyed right before him. Maybe you need spiritual deliverance. We covered it in Matthew on Sunday. Some don't go out but by prayer and fasting. You got a bondage that you struggle with, an addiction, a sin, a besetting sin that won't easily shake you. Amen. A fast will take that yoke and break that yoke. Take that stronghold and loose it, all from a fast. Fasting brings healing, huh? Healing. Maybe you're sick in your body, huh? That anointing for healing will come out of that fast. You see? Hallelujah. Fasting done right brings rewards. But you're not going to get them if you're fasting like the hypocrites, if you're fasting to be seen of men. So listen to me good, huh? Before I move on to just our quick practical reminders, amen? Understand, point number one, when you fast, Christians are supposed to fast, y'all. Don't sit in this church. Don't miss this opportunity, all because you're greedy, huh? You can refrain yourself for a plate of food, amen, for the blessings that's coming your way. All right? All right? It's so good that in the middle of a fast, sometimes I say, Lord, I don't ever want to stop fasting. That's how good it is. Christians are supposed to fast. Number 2, we fast like Christians, but not like the hypocrites. Don't broadcast your business to everybody that you're fasting for the Lord. Right? If you do, it will void the reward that God has for you. And it's not worth it. Okay? Number three, he's going to reward you openly. The spiritual and physical benefits, amen, are going to be numerous, including you are going to get that thing that you're fasting for. All right? All right? Now let me deal with a few practical things. Just some quick reminders, and then we're going to get out of here. All right? During the fast, feel it, remember. All right? Our older saints know this. Younger saints, be listening. All right? During the fast, it's going to be important to pray and read every day. Every day. All right? Because his word is our necessary bread. All right? And after you read, you ain't going to feel hungry. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. There's something special about this word that when you read it, hey, God, you're not hungry no more. The bread of life right here. So you want to read that word every day, but not just every day, no, Amisha. Even more than every day. A few times a day. I know me, man. Listen, them hunger headaches start coming up. What I do? I open up my Bible. Put that flesh in subjection. So you want to pray and you want to read. How often? Every day. And if you can, more than once a day. All right? With these phones, there's no problem. You can whip out your phone. You can read anywhere. Got your Bible on your phone. All right? I'm giving y'all the game. Y'all better be paying attention here. Don't mess around, break your fast when you don't need to. All right? Let me give you another quick reminder. Drink a lot of liquids. All right? A lot of water. Your stomach not empty if it's got water in it. Now, it might make noise if you make a quick movement. But you ain't gonna be hungry. Drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of fruit juices and vegetable juices, shakes, ensure, you see, things like that. Unless you're doing an absolute, then you can't do that. But if you're doing a partial or a 21-day, hey, God, there's a sign that says chewing is overrated. You can get the necessary nutrients without even biting meat or anything. With shakes, you know what I'm saying? And different fruit juices. Normally, fruit juices are good in the morning, and vegetable juices are good in the evening. All right? Fruit juices give you that wake up, that get up and go. The vegetable juices have the restoring power to build you up while you're sleeping. All right? All right? Let me see what else. The Lord just put this on my heart. I got to tell you. All right? Watch out for false signs in your body. All right? You're going to try to go on your fast and a headache is going to come. You're going to feel dizzy. All right? And you ain't did nothing but miss one meal. It's the first day of the fast. You up in Bible study. Oh, God. Oh, God. All right? You miss one meal. Listen, between me and you, Hebrew, you can miss some meals. All right? We got storage. Lots of it, all of us, all right? And so listen to me good. These are false signs of the body. The flesh rebels when you try to put it in check. You see, your body thinks that it's the boss of you, okay? We are either controlled by the flesh or by the spirit. That's why fasting is so good. It reminds the flesh, you're not the boss of me, all right? You don't tell me when to eat. I'm going to tell you when to eat. You put it in subjection. Now watch this, Jasper. Let me show you how deep this is. Listen to me good here. When you could put the flesh in subjection for food, there is no sin that you can't overcome. Woo-hoo. Listen to me good. When you could tell the flesh when it's hungry, no. Whatever sin you're struggling with right now, That fast is going to put your will in so much good shape that when the alcohol come, when the marijuana come, when the women come, when all of that stuff show up and it would normally give you a problem because you done been through this fasting period and you know how to tell your will and your flesh no, when the temptation come up, you'll look at that thing, boy, please, and walk away. Anybody hear me up in here? That's the power of the fast. It breaks the will and it breaks the strength of the flesh. Okay? That's why we got to do it as Christians periodically to keep the flesh in subjection. Okay? All right? But when you put it in subjection, it's going to trip. Headaches, dizzy, constipation, or diarrhea. It's just going to cut up. And you're going to say, oh, I'm dying. I'm about to. Wait a while. It's going to stop when it realizes that you're not going to acquiesce to it. The headache going to go away. I'm not saying the diarrhea going to go away, but, because sometimes you need to get some stuff out of there. Right? But sooner or later, the false signs are going to stop. All right? Remember I told you Sunday that the devil cut up before the breakthrough? The flesh is going to do the same thing. All right? Next thing, for our married believers in him, husbands and wives should talk about the fast. Know exactly what each other doing and be kind of like on one accord in doing it. All right? That's just, now, if one of them not fasting, then you don't want to be in one accord with that, of course. You want to fast. If they ain't fasting, you just let them not fast, all right? But it's good to do a fast together as husband and wife. You know what I'm saying? You don't want one eating on this day and the other one not eating. And you sitting down there with that Philly cheesesteak grieving them. Got the house all just. It would be better to be on the same day. Y'all both hungry on the same day. Now, it's going to be trouble because y'all both aggravated. But it's all right. It's all right. Look at your neighbor and say, excuse me. I'm hungry. Since our kids getting older, they beginning to talk with us a lot more, you know what I'm saying? And we was at the dinner table the other day. And we was all just laughing about, different things. And so the kids brought up, they say, oh, Lord, Daddy, Mama, when y'all fast? The house is on eggshells, baby. You be hungry. What's that noise? Who making that noise? Who's singing? Who humming? Who is breathing in here? Baby said, Bobby, and that, so we're going to be cognizant of that. You know what I'm saying? But you're just hungry. And when you're hungry, yeah. All right? So be cognizant of that as well with your spouses and with your children. All right? All right? It's going to be a little ag, right? A little ag around the house. So husbands and wives should be on one accord. On your fast, you want to stay off of sin as much as you can, which would normally be, amen, normal. You don't want to be in sin anyway. But you don't want to be a part of the avenues and the venues of sin either. You want to try your best not to be looking at all that bad TV, listening to all kind of bad music. You don't want to do that because you don't want to feed your flesh during this time. You want to starve it. You want to feed your spirit, man. See, the flesh just don't survive off of food, no. It survives off the world. Oh, God, have mercy. So during this fast, you want to cut the world off of your flesh as well, all right? You want to cut the world off. So while I'm not saying go apostolic, you're not watching TV at all, but I'm saying you want to slow that down. You want to slow all of those avenues that the flesh would have pleasure in. You want to slow all of that down, all right? And maybe just give it the bare minimum. Okay? All right? Because what you're going to find is that if the flesh can't eat, it's going to find something else to take pleasure in. Are you with me? It's going to find something else to addict itself to. All right? And so all it's going to be doing is, amen, it's going to switch from food, amen, to TV, to cigarettes, to you know, to, hey, God, you know, it, you know, anything that it could get its hands on to continue to strengthen itself. So you want to be cognizant of that. You want to starve it. Not just the food, but all of its pleasures and entertainments. And when you starve it, you want to build up that spirit, man. You know, church and the Bible and prayer and worship. All right? You're going to feel the anointing moving to you, through your veins during this time. You're going to feel it. The presence is going to be on you. You're going to live in it. People going to tell you, amen, I was just thinking what you just said, because you're going to be in the prophetic. All right? Your dream life is going to be active as well. And I'm not saying that all your dreams are going to be from God during this time, because you're in the spiritual is what I'm saying. So you're going to have dreams that's from God, but the enemy going to send you dreams too, because you're going to be cognizant of the spiritual realm more. Are you with me here so far? All right? During the fast, you come up from underwater. All right? All right? The best time to write a sermon. The best time to write a song. The best time to pray. The best time to lay hands. The best time to make a decision. All right? Because you're coming up out the water. Come on, give God some glory up here. All right? All right? Abstain from extreme physical activity. All right? Thank God we're not playing football during the fair. Mercy. You know, volleyball, you know, we're going to be doing that. Amen. Y'all be careful. Get your little shake, you know what I'm saying, before that. Hey, God. If you work a strenuous job, amen, tailor make your fast to that job. You would never want to do an absolute if you do physical, laborious, if you have a physical, laborious job. No food, no water. And you're going to go over there, try to pick up some lawnmowers and cut some grass. You're going to pass out. All right? So you would not do an absolute fast. You would look into maybe a partial with a bunch of shakes and different supplements to get that nutrition and keep your energy up. Or you would do a Daniel fast. All right? Well, you can still get some nourishment. Okay? All right, I got to say this. Okay, because people ask that. Pastor, what about due benevolence? All right? My Lord got it, okay? Now, my Lord, how you get down? All right. Due benevolence is another way of saying intimacy between a husband and wife. People ask. They say, now, during the fast, is that all right? Yeah, it's all right. All right? Unless for some reason you and your husband or you and your wife come together and say for the first part of the fast, we not, or you know, but y'all better be on one accord. That's what 1 Corinthians 7 saying. Is that too much for y'all? Y'all all right? Okay. All right. Let me see what else. Let me see what else. All right. The last thing. Talk to your physician. If you're ill or you got something, you want to talk to your physician, make sure that you clear the fast with us, okay? Make sure you clear the fast with us. But this is going to be one of the most exciting fasts that we ever been on. There's something different in the heavens. Something different. So don't miss the opportunity, you know? Do something, all right? And for God's sake, do not say I'm going to do it however I feel. That's not a fast. A fast is you make an agreement with God beforehand. And you say, God, I am going to do this. It's a promise. All right? So don't play that like, well, I'm going to see it's day to day. That's a cop out. All right? Make a decision. All right? You know what I'm saying? Tell the flesh what you're going to do. You see, if you don't tell the flesh what you're going to do, and you take it day by day, the flesh will tell you what you're going to do. Are you with me here so far? So plan it out. The Bible say, write the vision and make it plain. Plan it out. If you hadn't done it already, you and your husband, y'all go home, sit down, look at the calendar, say what y'all going to do, say what you're not going to do, plan it out, and stick to it. Right? Don't overpromise and underperform. Underpromise and overperform. Right? Bible says it's better not to make a vow at all than to make a vow with God and break it. Okay? All right. So this Bible study really has been all about getting us ready for the next 21 days. That's what this was about. I wanted to go to Hebrews, but he wanted me to come in here and talk about this. But we had questions from new believers, and some of our older believers still need to be reminded. Now, one thing you need to know before we go, once again, I said in the beginning, fasting cannot save you. Only the cross of Calvary can. All right? If you are here and you are not saved or don't know how to be saved, salvation is as easy as ABC. Admit you're a sinner. Believe in Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And through that faith, that belief, God accepts that and saves us. You're not saved by what you do. You're not saved by your works. You're saved by faith. It's your belief. You believe your way into the kingdom and not work your way in. All right? We believe he died, he was buried, he rose again, and then we confess him as Lord. We're going to pray in here tonight. And I believe some people are going to be saved. Pray with me. Say, God, thank you for loving me. I admit I'm a sinner, but I believe that you are my Savior. You died for me on Calvary. You were buried in the tomb. And on the third day, you rose bodily with all power and all might. Lord, I surrender. I can't save myself. Only you can save me. Take my faith, my trust, my belief in you, and save my soul. Forgive all my sins and crown me with your righteousness. I confess that you are my Lord, my King, my Savior. As I fast, anoint me. Give me revelation. Deliver me. Give me victory, wisdom, strength, and favor. As we fast, awaken our people. Give them revelation. Make us one. Reunification. And give us back everything the devil stole from us. Restoration. We fast for your people. We fast for the people. We are the people. Awaken us. We thank you. That the 400 years is over. We woke now. Use us. Bless us. Anoint us. For your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, give God some glory. Come on, give him some glory in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fast with me. Fast with me. Beat that flesh down. So many choices you got. Fast with me. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, fast with me. Look at your other neighbor and say, fast with me. Can you not watch with me for 1 hour? Is not one day enough? One meal enough to skip for the people? For God? Surely you can give me one day out of these 21. Fast with me. Fast with me. When we get to glory and we see the people awaken, God's going to say it was that meal that you skipped. It was those vegetables you were eating. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and bless you with shalom peace. Be gracious to you and bless you with shalom peace. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Love y'all. Be blessed. Be blessed.